Welcome back to this week's edition of the Cattleman's Call Radio Report. I'm LSD Fodder, and today we are diving into the very last week of beef month. Now, so far, we have talked about the value of beef, the nutrition beef provides, and the work being done to promote beef and build demand. But today, we're focusing in on something even more important: the people that are behind every steak on the grill and every pound of beef at the grocery store. Joining us today to share more about what goes into every single product, we have rancher from Leola, South Dakota, and South Dakota Cattlemen's Association President, Craig Bieber.
Well, a lot of you have probably seen throughout the month how we've tried to highlight a lot of different aspects of beef production and all the way to the consumer with dietitians and how important every segment is, all the way from the cow-calf producer who's trying to get cattle to grass and calving and AIing and all kinds of things. And there's a lot that goes into the cattle business, and you got to remember that when you're eating a steak or a burger, there's an incredible amount of intention and time that gets placed in that product, you know, from commercial producers trying to select genetics that are not only better and more profitable for them, but progressive producers are trying to keep in mind that there's a consumer that eventually is going to buy their product.
But the livestock aren't the only aspect of farming and ranching. In fact, there's another critical piece that Craig says producers are constantly thinking about.
You know, ranchers, a lot of the progressive ranchers really understand they're not just raising cattle, but they're caring for all their resources. They're caring for their land, their grass, they're developing water resources so they get better and more uniform grazing. That's something that ranchers think about all the time, is how can they make their resources better so that their cattle perform better. I hope at the end of the day, a lot of what you got out of May is beef month. It's not just a single day for cattlemen. It's throughout the year we're working on this. There's different aspects throughout the year. There's planning feed resources. There's a lot that goes into beef production. There's just a lot of things that come into play in our industry and add a lot of economic value to our rural ranch land.
And though most people only get to see the raw product at the meat counter at the grocery store or a steak on their plate, Craig said there's something he hopes they're able to remember.
I think it's important to understand that the people working behind the plate are working hard to deliver a quality product. And for ranch families across South Dakota, caring for cattle is not just a job. It's a commitment that happens every single day of the year, not just one month a year. Behind every burger, there's an incredible care and attention and time that's gone into the product, from baby calf all the way to a finished steer and a carcass, and then the cuts that you buy in the meat case. And ranchers, you know, progressive ranchers know they're not just raising cattle for today, but they're also caring for the grass and the water resources for future generations, you know, really that future generations will depend on. Practices like rotational grazing and collaborating with conservation groups, continuing education, and so much more play a role in how we are able to benefit both the land and cattle. Cattle producers are proud that they produce a safe, high-quality protein for consumers. They understand that beef usually ends up on somebody's dinner table feeding families just like their own, and they're really proud of that fact.
Like Craig said, as we wrap up Beef Month, it's so important to recognize beef is more than a product. It represents hard work, stewardship, resilience, and a way of life that continues to strengthen communities across our state and nation. So, the next time you enjoy beef at your table, remember the families behind it and the care that goes into raising it every step of the way. With this week's Cattleman's Call Report, I'm LSD Fodder.